Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric O'Brien, along with Ken Evans and Sean Dizay, covering the world of mixed martial arts. You need to find us on Twitter and Facebook. Just search WOW Show or online at WOWMMAShow.com. It's been, like I said, a crazy frenetic week in the UFC as they finally made the announcement. We've been hinting at it for months now that Fuel was going to change into something that they were going to be calling Fox Sports 1. They made the official announcement this week. It will launch in the middle of August. And here's where it gets crazy. They're going to launch it with live fights. Makes a lot of sense, right, Ken?
Yeah, they've been doing well. They had their best rating ever on Fuel TV this past weekend with the Silva-Stan fight. Sure, let's put some live fights on.
So then they're going to do it bi-weekly through the end of the year and still fire 100 fighters before the end of the
year. That's every 2 weeks.
Okay,
I get that confused sometimes.
On top of what we're already doing, another 2-week bi-weekly fight-a-palooza.
So essentially we're going to have a Fuel fight thing every 2 weeks.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what you'd call it at this point.
Fox Sports 1 fight
Fox
night?
Sports fights?
Sure.
Something?
Yeah, something like that.
So, can we? I don't think we can maintain the level that we saw with a card like Anderson Silva and Brian Stan. Can we? Do we have enough fighters
Vanderlei
to do that?
Silva.
Oh, sorry, that, sorry.
That Stan
my
fight
bad,
didn't
my
fight
bad. That would be brutal.
That would be terrible for everybody involved.
Sorry.
So, I don't know that we're going to be able to keep that level. I think there'll probably be some name prospects on that first card to kind of launch the network.
The brand.
You know? But, yeah, I was taken aback that, you know, Dana talking about we're 100 people heavy, and yet we're going to add, what, six more
Well, 26
events?
Cards a year.
Right.
I mean, let's say we've had a Fuel fight, what, every 6 weeks?
Right now it's only through the end of the year, so that's not a 20. That's
right,
not
but I'm kind of looking annually at what you're committing to all this. That's how
right.
you have to look at these things. You don't just look at them, you know, oh, in 2 months, and we got to keep going, don't you, in January?
Yes.
So, yeah, you're adding 26 fights. We've had Fuel fights. It feels like every month at best at this point.
Well, the first 2 months of the year, we had 8 events in the first 2 months.
Right. I'm just trying to look at the Fuel fights right now because otherwise I'm too overwhelmed. I'm not kidding. Because that's what the level of fights we're probably
right.
looking at for Fox Sports 1. And unless, here's the one thing that we've got that we don't know yet because we've talked a lot about FX. They haven't decided how they're splitting that because there's a word that there's going to be an FX1 and an FX2. When Fox is done shaking the tree
gotcha.
On all these channels. Now, it was expected that UFC programming like The Ultimate Fighter and UFC on FX would end up wherever that younger male demographic would be. And again, we've talked a little bit about whether that's good or bad for the UFC. I would think it would be bad because it's nice to have essentially a broadcast type of network that's on cable with FX with a lot of high quality either drama or comedy and basically some built-in audience for shows like Louie. Shows like Justified,
yep.
those shows that have been on FX. If they split that, I mean, essentially you're going to split your audience. Are you still going to have as many people hanging around or as many eyeballs on a show like The Ultimate Fighter? I don't know. You could maybe see a situation where we see less fights on one of those FX brands if Fox Sports 1 is really going to be pushed as the sports brand. If so, we've essentially got almost that many. We're adding a couple events a year, but we've almost got 26 events annually, I think, if you were to combine Fuel and then UFC on FX. So we'd still have to wait to see how that shakes out.
I guess I'm looking at it, Ken, though. Like, they've already got a schedule for the year, and now we're going to add another 6 to 8 fights on top of that, you know?
Yeah, we've got a schedule for the year, but we're in March. So, I mean, that schedule's not really that set through the next couple months, and it's really only set that far with pay-per-views that are definitely in place and definitely locked down. So I think there's room for adjustment. Obviously, they're going to want to challenge ESPN. ESPN does live boxing still quite a bit. They do Friday Night Fights. Sometimes it's pushed to 2. So I think that's what Fox is looking at, is they want to get in this game that CBS Sports is in, that NBC Sports is in. Everybody wants a piece of this sports pie. It's one of those pies that you think is saturated. You think there's no more pieces left, and you find out, well, the appetite's there. You know, sports radio is the same way. Nobody ever said sports radio is going to work. Now, we're on an FM radio station in the Midwest as our flagship for this program
right.
that goes out across the country and goes out inside the podcast. There's an appetite there. There's going to be an appetite on television. UFC is going to be a big part of this. I think this could have great upside for UFC. We're just going to have to see if they can maintain the product to keep putting on television. Because if you have events like we saw with Brian Stan and Vanderlei Silva on Fox Sports 1, and that's going to be a flagship because there's not going to be a lot of live sports.
Right.
This isn't ESPN. There's no college basketball, really. There's no baseball, that's for sure. There's no NFL.
Right.
None at all. There's no NBA basketball because that play is already made by Turner Networks. So you're going to have one of your few actual live broadcast events highlighted quite a bit on Fox Sports 1. That's going to be the UFC. Can they maintain the product, I think, is the big question we both have here.
And we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Looks like Anderson has warmed up to this idea as his fight with Chris Weidman is now set for 4th of July weekend.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know this yet. Yeah. I saw the talk going back and forth. Is this set?
This is set.
He's going to fight Chris Weidman.
He is going to fight Chris Weidman.
I'm just asking. I just want to make sure. Wow, they're going to pay a lot for him. Is this Vegas?
I don't know actually where it is. I would imagine yes. No, it's in Brazil, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I told you. Is it a stadium show?
I'm sure it is.
I'm not. Well, you don't have. I'm just. These are my guesses at this point.
Well, it's interesting how he the tide turns a little bit when you know.
Well, if you open up a checkbook,
throw enough money at anything, you could fix a problem.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And speaking of a problem, this is something you might not be very aware of. So I'll give you the long and short story of it. The Lloyd Irvin fight team is going through this set of horrific allegations, both sexual and power in nature, that I won't get into the details, but the details. As they spawn out, have guys like Dominic Cruz and Brandon Vera leaving the team in light of these allegations. Mike Easton, who is also a Lloyd Irving fighter, is going to continue training at Alliance, who is the sister gym. That's where Cruz and Vera are going to go full time. And Mike Easton, I guess, is going to split time for now. But there are some horrific sex and rape allegations going against Lloyd Irving and his some of the people on the team. They lost a majority of their competition Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team earlier this week, and now we hear news that Cruz and Vera have left.
Yeah, this is just a sad story, and again, we don't want to harp on it too much, but I mean, there are criminals everywhere, and it's just a little shocking systematically to see what seems to have happened in this gym. The one thing, the good thing we can take out of this is most of those fighters there aren't standing for it. They are not going to be affiliated with this. They did not simply fall in line behind their coach, so to speak, and some of the other fighters there that may have been involved in this. So, I mean, that's good to see in the MMA community when you see guys like Vera and Cruz and Easton say, look, we're done with this. We just don't want to be associated with it. And what you did was wrong, and this is how we're going to make our statement. There's still a lot in legal process to play out here. There's still hopefully a lot of jail time to be served by a lot of these guys. It's good, though, to see that these fighters don't simply fall in line, because you see that a lot. I mean, Penn State's a perfect example.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, those folks were just blinded. Those idiots in Happy Valley just wanted to fall in line behind the mistakes their coach made and the idiocy and the criminal acts that happened there simply because of faith. And sometimes that can happen with a fight team. It's good to see that these fighters are taking a stand and saying, no, this is not my gym. This is not what I want to represent. We have to leave.
And on a lighter note, Mark Coleman, legendary MMA fighter, has retired this week and has to have a full hip replacement. And he was to the tune of about $100,000, which he doesn't have, which sounds like it would be a sad story.
Right, this doesn't seem light at all.
Except for the MMA elite community, some of the bigger names that you know of have come forth and given him the $100,000 to get the hip replacement. So we are sad to see Mark Coleman retire, happy that he will get this, and he was a legend in the sport and one of the guys that paved the way to the sport that you're enjoying today, that is essentially getting its own network on Fox Sports 1, plays on FX, is now on Fox. All of that stuff starts with guys like Mark Coleman. And so we would be remiss if we didn't pay a nod to Mark Coleman and just say what a tremendous athlete he was and how important he was to what the sport is today.
I cannot wait to see that MMA Elite tattoo across his hip.
Not the brand. MMA,
no? Oh, sorry. Like sorry.
Some of the Elite.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was mistaken. Can we still do that, though?
Sure.
I would love to see that.
Yes. He's going to get endorsed by MMA Elite.
It's only fair. It's $100,000 for that hit.
Yes, it is. And John Fitch, if you missed him, he is signed officially with the World Series of Fighting, debuts in June. You can catch him there. And a couple other fights that popped up that you may not have seen yet. We talked about the Spider and Weidman. You've got...
quick correction. That will be in Vegas.
Oh, we'll be in Vegas.
Yeah,
okay.
I was entirely wrong about all of that.
Yes, we'll be in Vegas. And then Henan Barao will defend his belt against Eddie Wineland. And I asked the question on Facebook because I think it's apropos. If Barao has held the interim belt longer than Cruz has held the actual belt, Does that make him the actual champ?
That's a fair question.
Because, I mean, Shogun Lil Nog 2 has been signed for June 15th. Hendo and Rashad, we love that fight. That's also on June 15th. And so 16 fights signed in the last 2 days by Joe Silva. So he's been very, very busy. We've been keeping up with him as best we can. You can always keep up with us online at wowmmashow.com. You can subscribe to the podcast or find us on Twitter and Facebook by searching Wow Show. We will catch you next week as we get ready for the sitcom that is GSP and Nick Diaz.
A great week of media ahead.
It's going to be amazing. All right, it's Way of the Warrior. Catch you next week.
And we pretty much amazing.